When it comes to the outside of your house, leave it to Welty to make it right and keep it right. Roofing, siding, windows, guttering and more. Welty's is the proven and dependable place to go for quality since 1937. Welty's Custom Exteriors of Frankfurt.
Hi, this is Ryan Welty. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Whatever you want to do, Welty works for you.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, Clinton County Daily News, along with Hardesty Landscaping and Brett Keff, your Edward Jones advisor. We're now being joined in the studio by a guest who is USB Chairman, Mike Kelly. Mike, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Ken. Good to be here.
Yeah, it's good to see you again. I mean, you normally have Tavi. I guess he's out slumming today a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he's doing, but he asked me if I would come in and sub for him today. So you're getting the B team today.
No, we're still getting the A team. So, how's everything going with the USB now?
Well, I just think going very well, really. You stop and think about it over the last 3-4 years. We've really moved in some major projects with the electric improvements. And I just think I heard the other night where we're going to be starting another substation revival and regeneration. We've in the process of trying to nail down that west side station so that we can substation so we can industrialize or electrolyze the industrial park better, and then we got the water project. The rates were increased, but there's going to be a real benefit from that. And then also, if you're anywhere near the park, a lot of times you can hear the construction going on in the wastewater treatment area. So we got a lot of projects in the air, and I want to tell you that one of the ways that we're able to do that is that we have a service board that is very, very active and working in this system. Mike Reeder is kind of the go-to guy for wastewater. Kent Brewer's in the water. He's kind of watching over that and making sure we know everything is going on there. Got Rick out at the lagoons taking care of that. Joe, he's taking care of some of our personnel stuff through insurance. Everybody's got something they're really taking care of and reporting back to the board on. And that's how we're able to make these things happen, is because the board is working so hard to make sure that they represent the people and the ratepayers and what's going on.
When did you guys officially decide to do all these projects? I was trying to remember, and I couldn't remember exactly when you decided to do that.
It goes back quite a ways. Mm-hmm. We had some studies done that I believe maybe even 6 years ago that indicated that these things need to be done if we're going to be able to be ready for the future. And, you know, the future's here now. That's what's going on.
Mm-hmm. I know there's a lot of people out there who see all these rate increases and say, oh, we can't handle all this. I said, no, yeah, you really can, because to start with, these things were really, you know, low to start with. And even with the increases, we're not going to be that far much above where we are right now.
No, we tried to make this as tolerable for people as possible. We did it through step increases rather than, you know, some people, sometimes when you say you're going to have a 56% increase, they put that on you the first year. Well, right. we didn't do that. These raises and the rates, we have tried to make sure that while it's not great and it does make some people have some more responsibility and hardship, it isn't all at one time. It's going to phase in.
I think that's the way people need to, you know, I think when they start thinking about it, you know, they're not happy about it. We're never happy with rate increases. But the thing is, if you phase stuff in, it makes people more tolerable to it, and they can adjust to it accordingly, because then they know that there are a couple, two or three more will be coming down the line.
Yeah, and you know, unfortunately, the like you don't get a phase in the gas rate, gasoline prices. You go to the pump and you pay what's there that day.
So much fun.
Yeah, and you just take a chance on if you wait. You say Thursday night, you're going to get it on Friday. Well, it may go up 20 cents on Thursday
night.
Which
it only went up 20 cents. That's the problem. Because like the last was almost 30, though. You know, went up, it was down around $1.92, $1.93, and all at once, the next day, oh, it's $2.15. I mean, okay.
I like to say they get to go up by dimes, and we can't even go up by dollars.
I know what you're saying. Which of these projects in your mind is the most important? I know the wastewater plant is a huge one for you.
Yeah, I think the wastewater treatment plant expansion is key and the most important that we have going on. It's hard to tell that because electric is right up there too. But you know, we're under some mandates from the Environmental Protection Agency. Right. There, we couldn't allow any more expansion. We have on a special kind of waiver for. I know the South Ridge. There's an addition of housing at South Ridge, and that's only possible because they knew that we were in this process, and the South Ridge project will be done almost simultaneously with some of this wastewater treatment stuff. And we were at capacity, and they weren't going to – we could have been denied that ability for the city to expand in housing.
You know, and that would be definitely not a good thing, simply because, you know, when this things like that happen, it also can be denied any other project in town.
That's right.
I mean, I don't care if it's, you know, housing or if it's out of I-65 or 20. I mean, you know, we got it. We had to have it. I mean, and when you start thinking about doubling the capability of doing it every day, that's a huge
yeah.
project.
And I don't want to cast blame on anyone, but this was projected a long time ago. And they took a Band-Aid fix rather than a surgical fix and doing the whole thing.
Right. In your mind, now you guys have been through this a lot, how, you know, and you brought up a great point because most people do take the Band-Aid approach anymore. But, you know, how much better off do you think we're going to be by taking the approach that you guys are taking and getting everything done as much as you possibly can?
I think it sets a real precedent for the future. I also, one of the other things that we're trying to do as we develop these things, and part of that is in the water rate increase, is to kind of, in the school business, I call it cumulative building fund. In the city business, it's called something else, and I forget what it is right now, but we're setting aside some money for the future so that if something has to be done, the money will be there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it won't be enough to make a project like what we're doing now, but it'll help us, like, replace water mains. You know, many of the water mains in this community are over 100 years old.
Right.
Some of them are, you know, I've been told, are even cement. Sometimes when these paving people go through and they vibrate, we have all kinds of things happen with water mains. And so, you know, we're hoping to have some funds available to take care of those things as they come up rather than having to issue bonds to do it at that time.
You know, and the one thing that's coming up, I think, particularly with the State Road 28 project, and I know you've got some stuff out there on 65 and 28 on the way out there for some of those mains need to be replaced out there, but particularly in the downtown area when 28 comes along here in another year or so. I think we're going to find a whole lot of overaging pipes and things like that down there that we kind of knew was there, but just were hoping weren't there.
Well, we've actually took that into consideration in this bond issue. There are some portions of that project that are part of the state's part. It's where they if they're requiring it to be moved because of where the road's going or whatever, it's built into the project. There's a pretty good sized portion of that is not, that wouldn't be moved when they do the highway.
Right.
But we're going to go ahead and replace many of those water mains as they go across that 28 corridor because of the age of them.
especially when you have stuff that's, you know, you said 100, and I think it's more like maybe 120 in some places, and those, they can't last forever down there.
No, and you know, and the other thing that we've been told by people, you know, Chris Hensley is our water specialist now, and he's running that water department, and he tells us that, you know, one of the big problems is with the valves. Mm-hmm. Trying to shut valves off, they break the valve, or the valve just won't turn anymore. So those things are in that 28 project are going to all be replaced. Another one that's happening is Washington Avenue.
Right.
Washington Avenue we have a railroad track there. Well, we're spending a pretty good size amount of money to bore under the railroad tracks to replace an old water main that's there, because we were afraid that if we didn't do that at the time they're open, that's all going to be done. Mm-hmm. That sure enough, after they get the highway, the street done, there would be something happen to that water main under the railroad track, and it would be much more expensive to do it after the fact than before the fact.
And here's our age old problem. Why are you making a cut on the street after it just got done?
Yeah,
because you have to.
Yeah, we try to avoid that at all possible.
You know, and I remember when you were having the discussions about, you know, trying to get part of the 28 project, you know, funded by NDOT. I remember some of those conversations. It's just like, you know, people don't understand the cost, that the cost differential when you go under and you do it yourself as compared to the state doing it.
Yeah.
It's nuts how much difference that is. You know, the other thing that you guys have been doing a lot of, you guys have went to, you guys have now a lot of different people in charge of the departments, which I think is, you know, like you said, Chris is in charge of water. You know, others are in charge of various other things. That's something that, you know, that's something a lot of people don't do either.
Right. We need those people to have that knowledge. If you've been there, you know, they report every board meeting.
Right.
Is exactly what's going on. Bring up the problems. And then also we have a board member that works very closely with each one of those departments to make sure that the board gets information, you know, when Mike Reeder goes to a meeting on the wastewater treatment expansion plan, he shares what he takes from there with us. Nothing happens without the board knowing what's going on.
And the other thing that you guys are a lot involved in highly right now is the disconnect program from the electric side of things.
Well, it's electric and water when we get right down to it, but it's the electric that we were mandated that we could not disconnect. It's kind of interesting how this all come about, because there's a program that in the wintertime that you can't disconnect. People can apply to that, and then you can't disconnect them for non-payment.
Isn't that after starting in November? Or
it's
after
either it's late October or November.
I couldn't remember which one of those.
And it goes through like the end of March.
Yeah.
And one of the things that happened was there were people who were on the no disconnect list from that who jumped into the no disconnect list for COVID. If you put it all together, and I think there's one person that has been on a disconnect list for 263 days or something like that.
It's almost 270 now, yeah.
Yeah, and that's one of those people that jumped over from one to the other. I want to say Stacy and the people in her office are working diligently to work with people, to be understanding, to be compassionate, to do all the kind of things, you know. Basically, what we want to do is we want to get our payment. Mm-hmm. Whether we get it over 6 months or like one person over a week, I think it's just important that we get our payment, because we get bills too, believe it or not.
Yeah, and the problem is that, you know, you can be nice for so long, and as you said, your bills start coming. And you have, you know, you got to pay yours just as much as everybody's got to pay theirs.
Yeah, IMPA doesn't give us any COVID breaks.
They don't care about that. Mike, anything else in particular? Because I know you got to get going here. Anything else in particular you want to bring up before we turn you loose?
Nothing. I just want to make sure that people know that the utilities are we're financially stable. We are working diligently with all the community members that need to, you know, whether it be industry or private citizen or whatever. If you have something you need to help with the utilities, a question or whatever, our people are always available to talk with you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have our meetings. Right now we're meeting at the old at the IT center like we used to. People are more than welcome to come there to meeting, to talk. And we have a public participation session. I don't know if we don't have too many people come. I don't know if we have any calls today, but I can stick around a little while if there's a call.
Okay. We haven't had any calls today, and I, you know, so what is called just.
Well, unless you have any other questions, Ken, I appreciate the time to be able to be
it's
here.
It's always good to see you here. So,
and we'll come back whenever we need to.
I will just say this, and I've told you this before privately, but I'm going to say it publicly. I think now, with the board that you guys have and the general manager that you have, and as I said, the board members there is by far the best it's ever been since I've been here. And that's going on 10, 12 years now. So.
Well,
And it's so much more fun to go to a USB meeting now than it ever used to be.
I don't know how much fun we have there. But
at least you learn something.
Yeah, it's very enlightening to see what, you know, and whether we like it or not, it's a big business. It's a $42 million business over a course of a year. And
people would never guess $42 million.
Right. Yeah. It's big.
So, Mike, thanks much. Greatly appreciate it. We will catch you a little bit later.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a break right now. You're listening to Party Line on WILO.
Here's one thing we can all agree on. We all want a safe, healthy, and prosperous community for our children and ourselves. We'd like to see our local businesses grow and prosper, and we'd like to support our schools, our parks, and our local economy. Shop, invest, and volunteer locally. Be community-minded. We are Encompass Credit Union, member NCUA, community-minded. Just like you.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfurt focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell a house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfurt at 765-659-5678. And put the life back in life insurance.
When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on.
Who hasn't felt protective lately of our families, our communities, our resources? In times like these, we all fight to make sure our people are safe. But at the American Cancer Society, our people, our community, our family is made up of millions of cancer patients and their families. So keeping them safe takes everyone's help. During COVID-19, help us keep vital resources available to cancer patients. Please donate to the American Cancer Society at cancer.org.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Encompass Credit Union, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, Clinton County Daily News, along with Hardesty Landscaping, and Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor. We got about 7 or 8 minutes left in the show here, so anything you want to talk about, 659-3338, as Kevin's wandering around behind me back here. or 1-800-447-4463. So it's always good to have the Utility Service Board in here. That's always, you always learn something.
Yeah, yeah, they always bring some good information, and it's good to have people back in here too. You know, talking to them face to face.
Yeah, it is. You know, that, you know, and I don't, you know, it's just the fact it's so much easier to, you know, you can kind of judge where everything's at when you have that kind of a situation.
Plus, it's a little easier, as you well know, interviewing people to, you know, you can tell their body language, you know, when you're talking to them and looking at them and all that stuff. As Ken said, just a couple minutes left in the program at 659-3338. I was looking through Facebook last night, or, Facebook, and
I'm
shocked. Yeah, I know, right? there's a little more story to that, I'll tell you off the air. But I saw this, and again, I thought it was satire, but a 96-year-old woman in Pennsylvania.
I saw this, too.
This was amazing. She's showing that she can still bowl with the best of them. Her name is Sarah Lyons, again, 96 years old. She recently stopped by her local bowling alley to put up the perfect score of 300. Lyons told KDKA-TV that she bowled nothing but strikes in that game. And there was a security camera, so they got most of it on video. Now, the lady is going to be 97 and sometime in December, I think. And she had a picture of her. She looked very good. Didn't look a day over 80, you know.
I told my mother that.
So, but I was reading a little bit about her in the KDKA TV link, and it said that she jogs like 7 miles a day.
Oh, jeez. Now you're going to make me feel bad.
Yeah, right. And she's in charge of the county's Meals on Wheels. So, wow. For age 96, I hope I can be doing half that good.
So make it to 96 first.
Cool. Yeah, yeah. Just get there, right?
That's right.
A couple other things. I personally think this is outrageous. I love where you would try to go. This is good in theory, but Governor Gavin Newsom is banning the sale of new gas-only cars in California by 2035.
I saw that.
That's just 15 years, Ken.
I know.
That's math I can do.
Yeah, it doesn't take very long.
His executive order is one of the most vigorous actions the state is taking to achieve a zero tailpipe emission goal for new passenger vehicles. Scientific researchers note that carbon emissions from petroleum-based fuels contribute to more than 40% of greenhouse gases. I think we know this. Again, it's an admirable goal to work toward.
Right.
I don't think anybody's saying that, but Let's again, do it with common sense. Let's do it responsibly. You can't just say, you know, you're going to have... But we'll see what kind of technology they have over the next 15 years.
Yeah, we'll see. I know he's trying to cut a lot of... And California is one of those states where they can afford to cut a couple of things. So.
Yeah, absolutely. But I just keep thinking, let's send all the weirdos out there. Right?
They're already there.
Well, the days of late... Yeah, right. The days of late-night McMuffins could be gone for good. I was a little disappointed to hear this.
Yeah, that's one of the things I was just digging out of my pile here.
Okay, so McDonald's has stopped serving all-day breakfast months ago because of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a pretty good thing for them.
Right.
But they're saying now the fast food chain confirms it might not return. Restaurants also evaluating whether to put it back on the menu, and if so, how to do that. Because, again, you have more things, more people touching things, a lot more going on. So,
mm-hmm.
Also saw where the Republican governor of Missouri is now sick with coronavirus. That's after he did not make masks mandatory.
Right,
so.
Yeah. Hey, also, I guess it's already happened today that we had our bus-sized asteroid pass us.
That was the next story I had here, too.
Okay, so, you know, we're thinking alike, that's scary.
Yeah, right. So what was that then? Yeah, it was like an hour and a half ago or something.
But the size of at least it didn't pose a threat. The asteroid believed to be between 15 and 30 feet long, expected to travel 13,000 miles around Earth's surface as it closes at its closest point. Also end up near satellites orbiting about 22,000 miles away from Earth.
Yeah, that's just a couple thousand miles away from those satellites. And in space terms, that's That's right next door.
And I really wonder what's going to happen if sometime these things are actually, they think it's going to be closed. What's going to be, how are they,
when it, you know, when they get their calculations wrong and it,
yeah,
it's a little closer than close.
I mean, I wonder how we're going to know exactly. I think we'll know, but you know,
I'm pretty sure they, you know, I mean we all hear about the near Earth object satellites they have out there that try to project this stuff. The story I had on that talks about it being 32 feet wide, as you said. Said it would cause serious damage, of course, if it hit Earth, but it didn't. Astronomers don't think it'll happen ever, but because they've kind of projected out like when this will come again, which is 2029, and they said it'll be about halfway closer at that time. So then you talk 10,000 miles. You might be able to see this thing.
Well, and the other thing of it is, all it takes is one little, you know, something out of sync, and it's going the other way. Whether it's doing
something
out.
Could bump that over the next 9 years,
right,
and put it on a different trajectory, and yeah.
Yep.
Two other things, real quick. Today's National Punctuation Day. I think punctuation is very important. Also, it's the anniversary of the premiere of CBS's 60 Minutes.
Okay.
Still one of the most watched TV shows 52 years later. I know you don't watch 60 Minutes normally. I try to catch it of an evening. I still feel a little more informed after I watch it, but I have to hold my nose during the liberal bias of the twisted political thing we live in right now. Yeah. So
before you go, talk about tonight one more time.
Yeah, we got Jason Wells at 7 o'clock at HoosierLandTV.com tonight. This is live from Studio C. That'll be 7 o'clock. Just go ahead and tune in. He's going to bring in a couple guys with him, too, I believe. And some of that will be acoustic. It'll be all original stuff. This is in conjunction with what we're doing tomorrow morning and what we've done the last two mornings on Todd's Morning Show, giving away a Jason Wells album, the JWB band, Jason Wells band. We'll do that tomorrow morning as well. And those albums go on sale on Saturday. And we're also throwing in a $10 certificate for Bruno's Pizzeria. But tonight, HoosierLandTV.com, 7 o'clock.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Ken.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it.
All right.
It's going to wrap it up for the show today. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Compass Credit Union, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, Clinton County Daily News, Hardesty Landscaping, and Brick Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, along on our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com. Made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Pro by Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, Slabby's Food and Freedom, and What's Blooming Flowers in Peru. Everybody have a great day. Take good care of yourselves. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.